Sakhawat and giving in charity are both of them a beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let me mention a few hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding a person who gives in the path of Allah azza wa jal. The hadith that mentions that a sakhi person, a person who gives in the way of Allah azza wa jal, is close to Allah, close to paradise, and close to the people, and he is far away from the fire of hell. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that I can swear in the name of Allah, the one who has these three attributes inside him, that I will give you the good news that a person, when he gives wealth in the way of Allah azza wa jal, that will not decrease his wealth. Yani giving charity, giving sadaqah will not decrease the wealth of a person. So subhanallah, whenever you talk about giving in charity, whenever you talk about sadaqah, whenever you talk about a sakhi person, a person who gives a lot of wealth in the way of Allah azza wa jal, then there is one personality that we talk about, and that is the personality of the grandson of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he once passed by a shepherd. He gave salam to him, and the shepherd was so loving because Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gifted him a sheep. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, are you a slave or are you a free person? And he says that I am a slave. So Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him that, I'm sorry, but I cannot take your sheep. He smiled and he says that, Ya Sayyidi, this sheep belongs to me. This is in my custody. I wish to give this to you. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was so pleased with that shepherd that he went to the owner of that slave and he bought the slave and all of the sheep that he had. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu bought all of them and he freed that slave and he gave all the sheep to that person. Subhanallah. These people, they did not have the fear of losing wealth. Why? Because they knew that when you give in the path of Allah, Allah will give you more. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, let's all take this lesson from Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when he comes to giving in charity, when he comes to giving in the way of Allah azza wa jal, we will not shy away. We will inshallah azza wa jal give that wealth in the way of Allah which is more beloved to me. That is why Allah azza wa jal has mentioned in the Quran that give that wealth that you love the most in the way of Allah azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal give me and all of us the ability to act upon this beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we could give more and Allah azza wa jal could increase our wealth as well, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.